It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Thursday. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. Did you miss me yesterday? The answer is, of course I did, John. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Hello, Tony.
Hi.
This is the... He sounds so excited. Seventh day in a row, Tony Burke in studio.
Scooter Dingus. Not eight.
Well, he wasn't here yesterday, but neither
That's
was I.
Yeah.
So seven in a row.
Good point.
Come on, man. Wake up. Scooter Dingus is the other voice you hear there, talking when he should be listening.
I need to wake up.
He's going to watch the Masters, so we won't get much out of him here.
I got it turned off for now. We got a lot to discuss.
Masters underway. Masters weekend underway. O.J. Simpson died.
Sad.
Hey, I saw this today. What will you remember about O.J. Simpson? Now, that's an easy one. He killed his wife and her friend.
Nah, it's the car chase.
It's the car chase, I was going to say.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not just the fact that he, or the alleged murder of his wife and Ronald Goldman. Not that. Not that he got off.
Glove didn't fit.
Not that he got off on those charges and then got convicted later of being responsible for their deaths, even though he wasn't convicted of actually killing them. Not that he went to jail for robbing a memorabilia place in Vegas.
His own stuff.
His own stuff at gunpoint and went to jail for that. Nobody's going to remember he had 2,000 yards one year for the Buffalo Bills or that he was one of the greatest running backs in Southern California football history.
I was thinking Naked Gun.
My brother just texted the white Bronco chase. You guys are okay.
For sure.
I guess I can't argue with you.
I mean, it's just what comes to mind when you first say that. I mean, I saw number 32 jumping over people. I saw him. What was his name in Naked Gun?
The Hertz thing. Nordberg. Was it Nordberg?
I think
it was
right.
Nordberg.
Yeah.
So you've seen Naked Gun, right, Scooter?
No.
Oh, my God.
You should have known the answer to that.
Oh, my God. You seen Caddyshack?
I've seen Caddyshack.
Well, Naked Gun is Caddyshack for policemen.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Nordberg, in that he gets shot at the beginning. He's in the hospital bed, and the bed keeps crunching him up. Very funny movie. Now, you watch it a little differently after what O.J. did to his family.
You watch a lot of things different what O.J. did after that.
But he passed away at the age of 76 yesterday, surrounded by his family. Family posted all this on social media today. They respectfully ask for their privacy. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to interview you. I don't. Your questions would be difficult at the best. The M&M Carnage hotline's open. It is Thursday, April 11th. You can dial 384-1450 if you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Tony didn't want to shake his drink today. He's on his phone. He's not paying attention all day. He is phoning it in early.
I don't blame him.
But you can sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards, receive 25% off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers that you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today, and that feel the chill fountain drink that Tony just shook around, or Fizz Freeze, just 89 cents, 32 ounces and smaller at all area Thornton's locations. So get in there and get the refreshments today. Congratulations to TJ Walker, Terry as I like to call him. His wife, Hannah, daughter, Lucy, they welcomed Evelyn Jane to the family, I guess, yesterday, Scooter?
Yep.
Yesterday?
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday afternoon. So congrats to TJ. I hope his back is okay from sleeping on that very uncomfortable hospital.
I don't think he's getting much
couch
sleep
there. Everybody doing well, according to TJ, and I just want to send our show's congratulations as well. He's a St. X guy. We're St. X guys. Not Scooter, of course. We wouldn't let him in. But we just want to congratulate TJ on the new addition to his family. I have two daughters. Doesn't get easier, bud. I'll just put it that way. It doesn't get easier. Congratulations and oh, my God. That's all.
Gets funner, though, right?
The Masters was rain delayed. We'll talk more about that. Bats beat Columbus last night. I should write the whole name down instead of just C-O-L. Bats beat Columbus 3-2, 6:35 tonight, 6:05 pregame with Nick Curran right here on the Big X tonight, weather permitting, I should say. I was surprised they got that one in yesterday.
Yeah, same. It was an hour and 45 delay.
I kept waiting for you to text me and say, hey, come on in and do a show, but I'm sure you were already home snoozing.
Yeah, I was gone.
The Scott Drew watch is over, Tony Burke. He says, no thank you, but no thank you. This one.
Sources say.
CBS Sports, pretty good source. He had the first chance to say yes, right? He was given the first opportunity to say, yes, I'll take it, and he said no. Now, modern technology is incredible. It's incredible because whatever app you have to get on, I don't have it. Tony, I don't know if you have it. Plane tracker, right? You can track planes now. Any mm-hmm. plane you want to track in the continental United States, you can figure out where it's at and you know what time it is at this particular point. I was on a plane back from Fort Lauderdale this year after a Bellarmine game, and right in front of me on the screen and on the seat in front of me, I just punch a button and I could actually watch my plane. A simulation of my plane, not the actual plane, but where it was.
There was some guy outside your plane with a
in
camera.
Real time. Yeah, it's incredible. So yesterday, apparently, Scott Drew sent his family to Lexington on a private plane, and they came back. Now, there are a lot of things that could have happened here. I like to think of it this way. First of all, he has said no. No, thank you. I like to think that his family got there. He was not with them, by the way. So I feel like he wanted the job, said, go check out Lexington. They got back and said, no, we didn't like Lexington. He said, okay, I got enough money. We're good. We'll stay here. Is that feasible? Is that possible?
Well, your family matters as much as anything else. I'm not saying they went and told them. Probably just had them go and do stuff. And, you know, kids. If you've got kids, they don't want to up and move. They've got friends there where even if you do move, they usually don't want to move. So, you know, it still comes down to mama making the decision.
Exactly. Exactly. We both know Scooter will find out someday, maybe
if he's doubt it.
Lucky enough to find a woman.
Good move, Scoot.
He will find out if mama ain't happy and nobody happy. We've heard that a million times. And if mama says, I really like Waco, I like the life we have, then it's an easy decision for Bryce Drew. The other thing I think that could have happened here, well, obviously he just decided he didn't want the job. That's number one, actually. The third thing for me is they come, they go back, they say, we like it. He calls Mitch Barnhart. Mitch Barnhart says, great, but I'm going to go interview Hurley today. Hang on. And then Scott Drew angrily says, no, thank you then. If you're going to go get somebody else, forget it.
Well, I don't think you tell people like that anyway.
Well, that's why it's speculation.
Yeah.
That will never come out if that's what happened. As far as plane tracker goes, Joe Kraft's private jet flew to New York today. New York. If you don't have a map in front of you, let me help you out. Geographically, it's very close to Connecticut. Very close to the Hurley family. I think the parade is today. Am I right on that? Does anybody know that? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the parade's today.
I don't keep track of the parades for teams I don't pull
for. If you're a Kentucky fan today, if you want Danny Hurley, you don't want to hear anything today. Because he's not going to say yes before the parade. He might say no before the parade. He might get to the parade, all the cheering's going on, and that's when he announces to the fan base of UConn, I'm staying. They offered me, but I'm not going anywhere. I heard a local radio station today, Big Blue affiliated, Scooter, you know who I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
say that they were going to offer him over $11 million a year and make him say no. That sounds crazy. We looked it up. At least Scooter looked it up. Highest paid college coach is?
Dabo Swinney.
$11.5 million a year.
Yep.
If Kentucky says to Danny Hurley, we'll give you 11.6, how does he stay at UConn, Tony? Same thing? It's up to mama?
It's always up to mama, but mama likes money, too.
Mama likes 11.6, I would think.
She I know my mama would.
If you're Kentucky and you've been turned down by Scott Drew and Nate Oates has already said he's not going anywhere, Do you back the Brinks truck up to Danny Hurley's house today? Is that the move?
I don't know. You never know how a guy's going to translate into a different. Did you see when they had the ceremony at Baron Storrs when they had the team in the Coliseum in the gym? They had them out there. The whole place when they got back.
Yeah.
The whole place was not full.
No.
I mean, the upper level was.
A couple hundred people.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different world.
It's not a big arena either.
But I did say this to you all the other day, and I believe this. If you look at guys like John L. Smith and Charlie Strong that were at Louisville and were so successful, sometimes going to a bigger pond is not
the
best way to do things. If you're comfortable and you're going to be, you know, a god there and you're going to make a lot of money and you've already established yourself living there, it's hard to get up and just move your family and start over again. Now, egos have a lot to do with it. That's where these guys get in trouble. But if you're making millions and millions of dollars and you're in a great spot, why do you want to leave?
Yeah, and I think Scott Drew is Mitch Barnhart. They're the same person. There's not a lot of personality there. They're religious guys. They're quiet guys. I don't know if that's the guy that would be perfect for Kentucky. Now, Tuesday, I thought by far he was the leading candidate for the job. And I think I still think that. But he turned it down. He said no. And I think sometimes fans get caught up in, oh, my God, we didn't get our first choice. We're Kentucky. We didn't get – how do you say no and stay at Baylor? How do you do that? We've got to get Danny Hurley now, or we got to get Billy Donovan. Not Gillespie. Donovan.
If the Bulls are in, like, 13th place in the East, is this so much easier?
If he wants the job, yes.
Yeah, if.
Yes, if he wants the job.
And also, what's the harm in contacting him now, even though the NBA season's still
going on?
There's
no harm in having your people contact his agent. There's no harm there other than his agent is going to say, well, I'll talk to him, but he's coaching right now. And
well, he's not coaching 24/7.
They play tonight. The play-in tournament starts Tuesday. They're going to be playing in the first game of the Eastern Conference portion of the play-in tournament against Atlanta. I mean, he's got a lot on him. That's big, Scoots. I mean, that's a 24-hour-a-day job in the NBA.
Huh, I would like to think he's got some downtime where he can think about things.
Oh, I'm sure he's thinking about it. I'm sure somebody's contacted him. At least with his agent has at least said to him, hey, they called me. Are you interested? I'll get back with them. If you're not interested, I'll tell them right now. And maybe that's already happened. Nobody knows, which is, I think, a good thing in this day and age of everybody knowing everything as soon as it happens. I think Mitch Barnhart's doing a great job, just like Josh Hurd did two, three weeks ago, of keeping everything Josh Hurd had a press conference. He answered all the questions, and that was it. Then he went on his coaching search, and nobody heard another word about it until it was time to name a coach.
There's two things here. One is Kentucky fan wants this done.
Yes.
And it doesn't happen that way.
No.
It doesn't happen overnight. We got to get a coach because of the transfer portal. We got to do this and got to do that. You know what Kentucky fan needs?
And a vacation.
It doesn't matter if it's Scott Drew with the way he is, or if it's a guy like Pat Kelsey, or
Bruce Pearl,
an old guy or a young guy. All Kentucky fans should be worried about when the basketball season starts next year, winning games. And if a guy wins, he's going to be a great coach.
Absolutely.
If Scott Drew would have came here and not done well, they'd have hated Scott Drew. If Danny Hurley comes here, he loses in the first round. What's Kentucky fan going to do? Oh, why we hire this guy? This guy, he can't coach here.
But Tony, this is the state that we live in.
I know it.
Every fan base is like that, but Kentucky's like that times 10 when it's concerning basketball.
Because Kentucky fan is spoiled, and it's a different era now, and it's not going to ever
They
don't want to hear it, but it's never going to be like it was.
The last coach said we're the gold standard, Tony.
Well, the gold standard is going suey pig right now. So
actually, he's not.
He's not.
He won't do it.
But he keeps hearing it, so he's at least – that's why he doesn't smile, because he's got to keep hearing the hogs get called. But the whole landscape of college basketball has changed. Kentucky can't go out and just pick a guy and pick players and go beat everybody. And that's when it's just – for some reason, Kentucky fan thinks They are privileged and should get all this. It used to be that way. It is not that way anymore. NIL, transfer portal, other teams just catching up. You don't have all the best players. And answer, I want y'all to answer me this. Cal's going out to Arkansas. Is he going to change the way he recruits? Is he going to try to bring in six freshmen? Or is, you know, I mean, I'm talking about not this year overall. Or is he going there with the idea, I'm going to do this differently?
He ain't changing.
I agree.
He is going to go to these recruits.
And they're
going to
hate him.
He's going to go to these recruits, and he's going to say the same thing he said to these recruits in Kentucky. Look at all these guys I put in the NBA. Yep. Look at the billions of dollars that these guys are making, especially the guards. You're the best point guard in the country. You come play for me.
And he will get those. But if he does what he did at Kentucky, at Arkansas, they're going to be the same. It's not as big.
Well,
the pool's not as big.
Right.
But
if he does what he did in the first 5 years of Kentucky.
But, John, why hadn't he done it in the last 10 years at Kentucky?
Because of exactly what you said, Tony. Because the landscape has changed.
And his ego has not.
Back when he could get all those guys and there was no transfer portal, guess what?
They had to come.
You had
there.
The best players.
Nobody else got to just switch players on you all the time, did they?
You and Duke and Kansas and Carolina
yep.
had all the best players.
It's exactly.
And that's not the case anymore.
It's not
with
our
the
world.
Transfer portal, coaches now have a system and they go get really good players that were overlooked in high school maybe.
That have developed now.
And they're older, and they're men, and they're not boys anymore, and you bring them into your system that you know they're going to fit into. Ask Danny Hurley about that.
Yeah, and what people don't understand, and a Kentucky fan always says, well, I don't want them for 1 year. I want them for 2 or 3 years. Well, the best players don't stay. Do you want to go recruit a guy that you think is going to be great in 3 or 4 years, or do you want, as Cal would say, I want the most talent? And you know what? Yeah. Everybody wants guys for 2, 3, 4 years, but Dalton Connect at Tennessee.
Look what he did.
Look at his path to get to Tennessee. He was at Northern Colorado the year before, and then he was
junior
at
college.
Junior college. So you don't know who's going to develop. You hope they do.
Speaking of Cal, I thought he looked miserable yesterday, Tony. When he got off the plane, now it was raining. And the big Arkansas mascot hit him in the head with an umbrella. Did you see that, Scoot?
I did.
That was not good.
It was funny.
Thank God he didn't hit Ellen. They gave Ellen the first umbrella. Nobody hit her in the head, but Cal got knocked. He looked miserable at the press conference. He wouldn't call the hog, Scoot, as you mentioned. Yeah. He said things like, well, I met with my team. Well, I don't really have a team. The locker room's pretty empty. I think I had 3 guys in there I met with. So we got to put a roster together.
Red is not his
He's
color.
Already it's making not. Excuses. It did look bizarre, didn't it?
It made my skin crawl. I've only ever known him in blue. So
you know, I keep looking at
Memphis
Twitter.
Memphis was blue.
I guess UMass, you had maroon, but it's not like a bright red.
He's a lot younger.
He had natural dark hair then, too.
Well, I'm telling you, I stopped reading and watching all the stuff about him because he's Arkansas's coach, and I don't care how much money he makes,
That's
and I don't
point.
Care what he does. At this point, he's somebody else's coach.
That'll
He's
be not, fun when the Hogs visit Rupp next year.
It
though.
Definitely will
be. It'll be fun, especially if Rick Pitino's on the Kentucky sideline. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We will look at what happens if Danny Hurley says no after the break. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus, all here on a nice rainy Thursday. 2 baseball games today already postponed, Reds included, against Milwaukee.
Thank God.
And Minnesota-Detroit is postponed, and the Braves and Mets are already in a rain delay. They're scheduled to start at 12:35 today. They're in a rain delay. Only 7 games scheduled in the majors today. Right now, 5 scheduled. And maybe the Braves and Mets, who got rained out in Atlanta last night, won't get underway either.
Should we start building an arc, you think?
I think we should.
I mean, it's never going to stop raining.
It is supposed to be a gorgeous weekend.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's supposed
you
to be
going
in
to the lake?
70s.
The lake weekend?
I got other things going.
70s?
I've got other things. I got
70s,
family thing.
Oh, I know. My wife's got a my my nephew, my brother's son, is getting married in June, so my wife and my daughters are going to a wedding shower for the bride on Sunday, and no children are invited.
Nice.
So I got my grandson Sunday. We also have our first soccer game for the five-year-old on Sunday.
Has he played one before?
His second year.
Is it right next to the casino?
It is not. I will not be going to the casino on Saturday. I know. Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news.
I'm a pretty cheap babysitter if you need one for a couple hours.
No, I'm just going to give you $100 and have you go win some money for me over at the casino.
Okay,
how about that?
Deal. Yeah. No promises, though.
Huh?
I could have done that for
you. Well, no, you got things to do. You already said. 502-384-1450. That's the M&M Cartage hotline, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Text to my personal phone from Middletown Mo. Crazy fan who calls while eating chips and salsa in Waco would scare me off, too. I was worried that would happen. So, by the way, I'm eating lunch at McDonald's today. If somebody wants to call all the McDonald's around here and try to find me. I guess Scott Drew's having lunch in a Mexican restaurant in Waco, and somehow it gets out that he's there, and Kentucky fans start calling this restaurant, Tony. What is wrong with people?
Not only just calling the restaurant, but
they
left like 50 five-star reviews for this restaurant.
Well, I guess business will be good. People are looking for a place to go. Honey, we're in Waco. Let's find somewhere to eat. Everything's got 2.5 stars except this Mexican place has 18 stars. How do they do that?
Let's go to Chico's.
What is Chico's?
Bail Bonds.
Chico's Bail Bonds. Well, that's right. Bad News Bears. Well done. Well done.
I think it was La Casita.
The Big F Golf Card is back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com, or you can call 812-725-1457. They will run out, so get your Big X Golf Card today.
I enjoyed Valley View so much the other day. I think we should do remotes from all those places.
I think Park Mammoth, you suggested, should be next.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the boss texted and said the parade in Connecticut is on Saturday. So, today's Thursday. If you're Danny Hurley and you're going to take this job, just hear me out. Do you say something today? Because it is going to get out. There is nothing in this world that doesn't get out anymore in a 48-hour period.
I don't think he takes the job anyway.
I don't either.
I think he will speak and say, I'm all in Huskies.
I want to win 3 in a row here.
3 in a row, baby.
But if you're going to take the job, how do you keep it under wraps till Sunday or Saturday night when the parade's over? Tough.
It's tough
in this day and age because you got guys – Jeff Goodman and all everybody wants to beat everybody to the scoop.
Exactly.
If I get it, guess what? I'm getting it out there. No, even if you tell me, hey, look, I'm going to Kentucky, but don't say anything. Well, you're going to put it out. If you're a reporter and you're on Twitter, you're going to put it out.
Then I go, hey, John, did you hear this?
Yeah, you hear everything.
And there it goes, right on.
Boom. Yeah, I heard it, and I went with it. By the way, the Masters is underway. Bryson DeChambeau birdied his first three holes today, Scoots.
Oh, he'll fall apart. Don't you worry.
He's 3-under through 4. Ryan Fox, Eric Van Ruijen, who was the first one out today, are both 2-under early there at the Masters. Tony, you're a big Masters fan.
Mm-hmm.
You've been?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go Saturday and Sunday?
What Saturday and Sunday in 2003? Lynn Matisse lost to Mike Weir in a playoff.
By the way, did you all see Dustin?
Lynn Matisse not playing this year, but Mike Weir still is.
Chelsea Dustin Johnson using DeChambeau's driver?
No,
I did not.
They were on the range hitting. Johnson hits it one time, and he said, works well. He said, but I don't see it working on too many holes.
Oh, wow. Is that a shot? Is that just banter? What is that?
It was pretty funny.
Did you see DeChambeau swish that one yesterday?
Oh, for par.
For par,
yeah. But first one in the water, right?
Yeah, and then he went in on a fly.
Dunked it, as they say. Dunked it. All right, speculation is, well, we now know Scott Drew is out. I don't think Danny Hurley takes his job, but do you wait for Billy Donovan if he's interested?
You can't, can you?
You can, It puts your roster in a little trouble.
Keeps hurting you, man, the longer you wait.
But I will say, if it's a week away from now,
right,
there are still plenty of people in the portal. And some of these guys in the portal might be waiting to see who the next Kentucky coach is. Is that fair?
Oh, I think so. I think a lot of guys don't just jump right off. They kind of look and see what's going to be the best for them, too. But I tell you,
it's a tough
now way. That Scott Drew didn't take it, they're going to go after Bryce?
No. I've said this before. I would, if it gets past these first three, I would go Bruce Pearl. I think he's a perfect fit. He's going to energize the fan base. We know he can coach. Yes, he's got that one or two little glitches on conforming with the NCAA down the line, having a party in his backyard, whatever that was. Everything he did is legal now. You can do it now. You know, so what do you think, Tony? Bruce Pearl? Or do you have somebody else in mind if the top three say
no? I really don't, John. I've seen a list of names and a bunch of different people. I just don't think Sean Miller.
To me, Sean Miller is Bryce Drew. There's no personality.
Yeah, I just don't think you're bringing in that. Bruce Pearl, as long as he doesn't take his shirt off.
Well, he's going to take his shirt off.
Jeez.
I mean, that's okay. I can stand next to him.
Musselman's taking his off on the beach now.
I'll keep my shirt on. He can take his off. I'll stand next to him. I'll look pretty good. I'll look pretty good.
For what it's worth, the transfer portal closes on May 1st.
So today's only April 11th.
But that gives you less than 4 weeks. If you make a hire,
gives
today.
You less than 3 weeks. If my math is correct,
that's
how does it close? Yeah. How come a guy can't just say, "Hey, I'm quitting here"?
What happens if you haven't picked a school by May 1st?
There aren't any rules,
Scooter.
Man,
I think it closes. You can't get in the portal.
There might be another.
On May 1st.
I think that's
you can't get in.
You they can't make you not be able to go to a school.
Might have read it wrong.
You can get out anytime you want.
That's true.
Shaka Smart. And
I'm a good coach. The guys you're naming are good coaches.
But since VCU, he hasn't, until this year, he hadn't been to the Sweet 16.
Right. And
that's a long time. And
Tom Crean's still available.
Kentucky fan will tell you we've had that coach that doesn't get out of the first weekend.
What about Kelvin Sampson?
I like Kelvin Sampson. I think all he did was text messages. I got him in trouble in Indiana.
Yeah, but how many years does he have left?
Well, that's the Rick Pitino argument, too. Rick Pitino versus John Calipari next year would be glorious. If Pitino's at Kentucky. But he's 71 years old.
Yeah. Well, if you got a business, are you going out and hiring 70-year-olds?
If he's going to make get me to a Final Four in one of the next 2 years, yes.
But is he?
Well, if I think he is, then yes.
Yeah.
If I think the 71-year-old coming in as CEO is going to make my business a lot of money in the next 3 years till he's 74 and then he's got he's drooling all over himself, then yes, I'm bringing him in.
So,
I mean, age is, look at, since it's Masters Week, look at Fred Couples. Age is just what you think it is. Really doesn't matter. Until you're O.J. Simpson and 76 is the end of the road, then the age doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but if you get somebody in and the longevity's there and they establish the program, you don't have to worry about this stuff.
I saw this today before Scott Drew said no. The Scott Drew record the last 10 years as compared to Calipari. Calipari's been to more Final Fours, the same amount of Final Fours, more Elite Eights. The only thing Drew wins here is – one national championship to zero in the last 10 years. But Scott Drew had trouble getting out of the first weekend as well.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Danny Hurley doesn't.
I know. Not everybody.
Bill Self normally doesn't. He did this year, but that was injury related.
But it's still the same guys. There are some guys that have been, Cal did that back in the day. What if Danny Hurley starts?
Ooh, Bobby Hurley. Co-coaches.
Oh, gosh.
Co-coaches.
Yeah, him and Leitner come in.
Is he still at Arizona State?
I don't think he's been fired yet.
Yeah, I can't believe he hasn't been let go. Because he's got a job waiting. He can be an assistant to his brother anytime he wants to. I don't think
they'd fight.
I don't think they're going to kick Luke Murray to the curb, but he might have to move down a seat.
They'd start yelling at each other and want to fight. Your dad have to come in and break it up during the game.
Herb's the only one we kick to the curb.
Herb, oh, poor Herb. Herb's still in Florida.
Herb Sendek. Oh, no. go to Mike Heeb.
Did you see Bruiser Flint yesterday in Arkansas?
Was he chewing gum?
Does Cal take everybody with him, I guess, if they want to go?
I don't think so.
Who doesn't want to
go? I don't know, but I don't know if he takes everybody, because that was one of the criticisms here in Lexington.
I mean, Joel Justice left. He went to a Final Four with NC State this year, by the way. He left. Robic left.
Kenny Payne left.
Kenny Payne left.
There's a scuttlebutt. He's going to bring Kenny.
Well, what I heard.
I think it's a perfect landing spot for Kenny Payne.
I think it is, too. What I heard was.
He doesn't have to deal with the bluegrass anymore.
One of the issues that Cal had is a lot of these guys might have, could have, should have, or would have left. It's because they were Cal guys and they loved Cal. And if they hung around and coached with him any longer, they might not have been. I've heard that on it. Yeah. I heard that and said, you know,
that would not surprise me a bit.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit either. You know,
I know it was a dream job for John Calipari. He said it. He even said it in his goodbye video. It was my dream job. He turned it into his own nightmare, and he did it to himself.
I think he did too. I agree.
Scooter, any update on the Joe Kraft plane? Where's it at right now?
I'm not
still
playing.
In New York.
I'm not plane tracking.
I think it just went over. On.
I'll do heard a it. Lot for this here program, but I'm not. I am not plane tracking.
Pat Kelsey was on the Rutherford Show on Tuesday. I said, "Scoot, you're my booker. Why aren't you getting me these guests?" He said, "What'd you say? I'm just."
I said, "I answer the phone. I don't.
I
call.
Answer the phone. I don't
call the Mexican restaurant. See if you can get an interview."
Yeah, see if Bryce Drew's having lunch.
I can reach out, see if we can get Pat Kelsey if you want.
All right, that would be great. We'll talk a little baseball if there's going to be any games. We got 2 days of baseball to recap because we weren't here yesterday. Bats in action tonight. Also, the NBA season ends on Sunday.
Had a good one last night. Couldn't stay up late enough, though.
Did I watch last night?
Denver, Minnesota? You didn't watch?
It was a 9-point game.
How about your Celtics not taking a free throw?
They had zero free
what
throws.
What is up with that?
In the loss on Tuesday to Milwaukee, 104-91.
Milwaukee had two.
And, you know, Tatum played. Brown played. Porzingis did not play. What Joe Mazzulla now, everybody's getting a day off. They've clinched the top seed in the East. They've clinched the best record in basketball. Everybody gets a day off now. And guess what? I had an over parlay. That one beat me. Because –
no free throws.
Well, and Giannis got hurt, too, by the way, in that game. We'll talk about that and more and some baseball. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Final segment on this Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
No woohoo?
Yeah, you got it.
M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation, 502-384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. It is a early two-way tie in Augusta. Bryson DeChambeau, Ryan Fox, both 3-under par. Ryan Fox, as DeChambeau was, 3-under through 3. DeChambeau is now 3-under through 5. Erik van Rooyen and Byung-Hun An, Ben On.
Nailed it.
Who I have on my fantasy golf team. All 3-under as well.
And first three holes are playing K.
I'll bet you the two leaders aren't leading at the end of the day, Hunter.
People, I'm not going to bet you 100.
He said 100.
Bet you a dollar. I'll bet you a Thornton's 32-ounce fountain drink.
Tony, is that a trick question because round one won't be over today?
Oh, well done, Scoots. Good call. He's got me on that one.
He did.
Ben On is 3-under through 3 as well. So you mentioned it, Scoots. Those first three. Number one, the pin placement's middle back, which is the best it's going to be all week if for scoring. Two's a par 5. And then I don't know about 3, but we have at least 3 guys so far, and it's early, that went 3-under on the first 3.
Yeah,
guys.
And those greens, if they're wet, they're going to hold. They're not going to be as treacherous.
Well, they're wet.
Yeah, so they're going to be able to hit balls into those greens, and not all that undulation would come into play. Let me tell you a quick story about when I was there. We were on number 9, which if you watch the Masters, you hit it down the fairway and you go up a hill. Towards
I know Nat very well, yeah.
And Jonathan Bird had a ball on the side of the green. It was in the rough. He was about halfway up. The pin was on the bottom. He basically chipped it about 3 feet, went and basically started to stop, and then started
found the ledge
down the hill. And it was actually not that bad a shot, but you can't imagine.
Guys, you've seen it off the green.
You've seen it.
You can't be above the hole on any of these holes, really.
Unbelievable.
You can't be above the hole because if you are, you cannot stop it.
Tony, what would you shoot at Augusta?
You know what? I read an article about a low, what would like a 10 handicap shoot playing where they're playing from
the tips,
playing in the Masters. Said they would have trouble breaking 100.
Oh, for sure.
And I, you know what? They said even if you think you've played on greens that are fast, you have no idea. They said
Scooter, you would
about a 130.
What'd you shoot, Scoot? About a 90.
Well, you know, John, after Monday's round, that putting is my bugaboo. So that's the hardest.
There goes another one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd shoot 140 probably.
The only guy I know that puts his second shot on the green and brings a wedge and a putter to the green, just in case.
I'd like to try down there, though. I'd like to try one time.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? What's the best course you ever played? TPC Summerlin?
Nah, I don't think I played something out there. But what I'm hoping to do this year is I'm going to a wedding in Santa Clara. And the goal is bucket list.
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach.
Well, it's a public course.
Well, you have to stay on the resort, I heard.
There's a lot of stuff you have to do. Yeah. But you know what's good?
You'll find a way.
If you do it one time, you do it one time.
Yeah, that's my bucket list place, too.
Because I'm not getting on Augusta National, you know, I don't think.
I've always heard, though, Tony. I'm
not sure they're going to let you on, or me or anybody else.
I've always wanted to play Pebble just because it's right next to the ocean and the views you get are awesome. But I've always heard that you only get to see the ocean on, like, 7 of the 18 holes. And the rest, you don't even get a view of the
ocean.
That's
almost half.
Well, that's pretty many holes. Pretty good. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to start.
They got to have some holes inland.
No, I want to see the ocean.
You're
going to
start on the Monterey Peninsula and end up in San Francisco.
Yeah, and then you got to take
a helicopter
back. It's crazy. Can't be on the ocean for all 18 holes. First of all, the wind's going to be either great for you the whole round or bad the whole round.
Well, let's hope
we're
playing.
And I'm going to lose a lot of balls down those steep cliffs. I can tell you that right now.
Sue me for wanting more than 7 ocean holes.
All right, NBA this past, we had, let me count these, 14 games on Tuesday. Scooter mentioned the Boston didn't shoot a free throw in their loss. The thing about the NBA that is great is that I think the play-in tournament is one of the best things they've ever done because you got more teams aren't giving up early, more teams aren't jockeying for draft position, and maybe getting the best chance to get that ping pong ball drawn out. And we've seen Miami was a play-in team that went to the finals. We've seen it happen. You get hot in the NBA, you get hot. The bad thing this year is we are still a few games out here, but it's all but settled. In the East, play-in teams are going to be the Sixers, Heat, Bulls, and Hawks. It would take a minor miracle. The Pacers could drop below the Sixers, but it's probably not going to happen. And in the West, it's going to be Kings, Lakers, Warriors, and probably the Suns, although the Pelicans could fall below the Suns there.
What happened to
awful
the Kings?
Good teams.
The Kings are really good. I don't understand why they're 45 and 34. The Lakers, LeBron's going to be in the play-in. TBS and TNT love that. And the Warriors are the 10 seed. Now, there's no danger of them dropping to the 11. The West top 10 is set as far as the teams that are going to be in it, not the exact position, but they're set. Warriors, Lakers, Kings, Suns in a play-in tournament. Think
well,
about
Scooter,
that.
There's your answer, how strong the West is. That's why the Kings are where they are.
Was it this year they started with their hair on fire?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
It's hard to believe they're only 11 games over 500.
And did you all see what happened last night? SGA came back for the Thunder, had 26, and they win by 38. And he has not played for like 7-8 games, something like that.
Yeah, but they were playing the Spurs. Do we really count that? 127-89 was that final. Yikes. That's a lot of points.
Name the Thunder's coach.
He's a young guy. I can see him.
I was about to but say I, Billy Donovan.
No, he's a young guy. I can see him, but I don't know his name. He is very young. He's probably younger than LeBron, I would guess.
Is it Mark Dagnall? What is it? It's D-A-I-G.
Dagnall.
That's him.
Yeah, I can't even pronounce it.
That's him. He was he coached the French national team. I don't know that. I'm making that up. Just because of that.
Checks out, yeah.
But play-in tournament, Suns, Kings, Lakers, Warriors. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. De'Aaron Fox with Sabonis. LeBron and AD. And then Steph and Clay and Draymond. Wow.
And TJD.
Wow. Oh, yeah, TJD. Wow, really?
He's Think had a phenomenal that. Year.
The play-in in the East, Heat, Bam and Tyler.
And Jimmy.
I know, but you're going to throw out TJD. 76ers, Tyrese Maxey, and of course, Joel Embiid. The Bulls, name me a Bulls starter.
DeRozan.
DeRozan's a good
Zach
call.
LaVine.
White.
No, not Zach LaVine anymore.
He doesn't start?
Vucevic.
White.
Kobe White.
Wait, what do you mean? China? What do you mean, no
I
Zach
thought
LaVine.
LaVine was somewhere else. Is he still with the Bulls?
Yeah, he's still with them.
Oh,
he was hurt. Scooter? He was hurt for a while.
Scooter, E-me. I watched a couple games he didn't play. I thought he was gone somewhere else.
No, he's been hurt.
They were shopping him in the offseason.
Yeah.
And then the Hawks with Trae Young.
And who else?
I mean, very exciting.
They still have Clint Capella?
Clint Capella, yep. They do have Clint Capella. They've got one of those Bogdanoviches. There's like seven of them. So I think the play-in tournament is going to be at least as fun as the rest of the playoffs in the NBA. Celtics are the number one seed in the East. The Bucks are number two. They've all but clinched that. The Knicks, believe it or not, and the Cavaliers are still fighting for the three spot in the East.
Julius Randle being out, though, for the year
killer.
Really kills the Knicks.
Jalen Brunson's great, but that's a killer. The Cavaliers, I watch a lot of Cavs games because I got Bally Sports Ohio, and green's my favorite color, and I usually put a little money on the on the game. Cavaliers are they're capable. With Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen on the inside, it's a very capable team. Then you got
Mobley's good.
I'm shocked at this one. If you could have given me every team in the East, the Pacers are the sixth seed. I'm fine with that. The Magic is the five seed. The Magic, Paolo Banchero.
Can you name another?
No,
I can't.
No.
Yeah. Oh, gee, yeah. You got those Gonzaga boys.
Cole
Anthony.
You got the Wagner brothers. You got the Wagner brothers.
And then
Franz and Mo Wagner.
Is it Suggs? Jalen Suggs is
Jalen
with Orlando.
Jalen Suggs is there. That's pretty good. But I had no idea the Magic were 46 and 34.
Pablo had a dunk the other day that was unbelievable.
Ben Simmons not going to make the playoffs.
Boo. Oh.
Hornets, Nick Richards, not going to make the playoffs.
What's happened to the Clippers?
Raptors, not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, how are the Clippers not going to make the playoffs?
No, they're the four seed.
Four seed.
Okay. I was about to say.
Early on, they looked like they were going to go to the top, and they've gradually got a hold of Harden and Westbrook.
Well, Westbrook came back. I don't think that helped the unity of the team. Paul George.
Kawhi Leonard,
Russell Westbrook, James Harden. Should be pretty good.
They're in the middle of the pack there.
Nuggets 56-24. They're only one game ahead of the T-Wolves, by the way. Both teams are off tonight. And they're also only one game ahead of the Thunder, who just won two nights in a row. They beat Sacramento the night before they thumped the Spurs. So that's all still up in the air.
You don't want to play Denver.
No, you don't. How much did you watch of that last night? I went about a half.
They struggled early turning the ball over, but they're good, man.
If Jamal Murray stays healthy,
yeah,
and Michael Porter continues to do what he's been doing, they are going to be a tough out.
Aaron Gordon's really good, man.
T-Wolves need Cat back. They need Karl Anthony Towns.
And he's supposed to be coming back, they said, last night.
He is. He was going to play last night. Did they play last night?
Yeah, they played. They lost to Denver.
He was going to play, but last minute they decided to hold him out.
They showed him working out with a coach, and they said they're not trying to hurry him. They want to make sure he's ready for the playoffs.
The Clippers are four. Mavericks are five. I watched a little bit of the Mavericks game last night. They beat Miami 111-92. Luka complained a little bit. Kyrie Irving came out and said Luka should be MVP, his teammate. So Kyrie's all about himself, so I was surprised to hear that. Pelicans are the sixth seed. Zion Williamson's played a bunch of games in a row here. And that's a dangerous team with Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. Who's out in the West? Rockets made a great run. I think they won like 9 or 10 in a row, but they've fallen back, and they are not going to make the playoffs. The Jazz, the Grizzlies, the Blazers, and your San Antonio Spurs are 20-60. Worst record in the league, Detroit, 13-66, two games behind the Washington Wizards.
By the way, back-to-back seasons for the Pistons losing 65-plus.
And they'd have been a 45-point favorite against Connecticut.
I'm going to go under 65 losses next season. I'm going to go under. Major League Baseball, the Mets and Braves are still delayed as they try to get that game underway in Atlanta. Stop raining. Sun is out. But there's one fan sitting in the lower deck with an open umbrella. So there you go.
Did you all see the Naylor brothers last night?
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
On Siblings Day. Yeah. National Siblings Day, they hit home runs in the same inning.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
And not only that, but at the end of the game, I think it was Josh had the game-tying hit and Bo had the game-winning hit. Pretty awesome.
That was awesome. My Angels were my pick of the day yesterday. They lost to the Rays 4-2, so we'll start back over with tomorrow. Dodgers off tonight, so we'll start tomorrow with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Then I go Miami on Saturday against Atlanta. Not good. And Minnesota on Sunday against Detroit, Scooter. So you're going to keep following along. It's fun.
Man, you got some L's coming.
11-2 so far in the craziest system ever, right?
So what happens when we get to the end of the alphabet? Do you start over?
I'm done.
But you're not going to do mascots?
I'm done. No. Silly. That's silly. Like, this isn't silly.
Taking Wildcat baseball on tonight.
Yeah, Cats at Auburn. Did they beat Samford? Or was
right? Oh, they lost 9. They played late. Lost 9-7. Cards lost the same night to Western on extra innings at home. Both of them lost Tuesday night.
Who the Cards got this weekend, do you know?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, I'm going to have to look it up because that's what I do. I inform the audience of what's going on. They've got, let's see, it's right here in front of me.
Virginia, I believe. Virginia at home, I bet.
Are you betting on that? Are you want another 100? You're trying to win, take another 100 on me? You know who's not going to be leading?
Let's see if I'm right.
Let's
see. Running out of time.
Virginia at Jim Patterson Stadium.
I'm on it again.
Starts tomorrow, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. The Cavaliers come to Jim Patterson
Stadium.
Beautiful
weekend for it.
ESPNU tonight, Kentucky and Auburn. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by Eminem Cartage on the Big X.